I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It is Hillary Clinton's turn. She takes center stage tonight at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Polls show that she's still got some work to do in convincing many Americans to vote for her. We're going to spend a good part of today's show doing what we did last week with Donald Trump, asking how would a President Hillary Clinton address major foreign policy issues, from immigration to trade to China. But first, the perception of the former Secretary of State. Many voters here in the U.S. say they don't trust her, that she's dishonest. But Hillary Clinton's image overseas, especially among women leaders, is very much the opposite. Christina Asquith is director of our Across Women's Lives initiative. She's usually based in Istanbul, but today she's here with me in the studio. Why do women's rights champions overseas like Hillary Clinton so much, Christina?
Well, you know, Marco, it really goes back to the famous speech that she gave in Beijing at the UN Women's Conference in 1995, in which she declared women's rights are human rights, that famous one-liner that really sparked a global movement. And she interjected into the emerging human rights field this issue that women and their status and oppression of women needs to be a conversation. It needs to be at the top of the agenda. So full disclosure, you know, in 1993, when I was 19 years old, before becoming a journalist, I was an intern in the Clinton White House. And I can, you know, distantly remember back then, even though I was just in the mailroom, how unusual it was to have a first lady talking about foreign policy and women's rights.
So how lively has that rhetoric been and her actual actions on these issues been since Beijing?
She talks about women and girls' rights really whenever she gets the chance. So that's heard from, you know, women across the world. She's famously a policy wonk. And when she came in as Secretary of State, she revamped the department. And it became quite well known that in her report on the changes that she wanted at State Department, women and girls were mentioned 130 times on a 40-page report. She also has, in all of her various trips around the world as Secretary of State, made a point of elevating voices of local women when she goes to these countries. She meets with them. She insists that the delegation that she meets with have a woman present, and she gives space for those conversations about what these countries are doing on behalf of women and girls.
You know, Christina, critics would say that the outcome of many of Hillary Clinton's foreign policy decisions have been defined by hawkishness and that they have hurt women more than her advocacy has helped women. Prime example of that is the Iraq War, which she voted for when she was in the Senate, and which many say left women worse off after the invasion. Or we can cite the U.S. intervention in Libya, which she strongly advocated for. What is your take on that?
I think those are really legitimate criticisms. I lived in Baghdad for 2 years. I can certainly say that women are worse off now and that conflict always leaves women worse off. And I think her defenders would say, though, that, you know, as Secretary of State, she was steering a big ship with a lot of foreign policy objectives. She is not a women's rights advocate solely. So, you know, she's going to make decisions that are mistakes, perhaps, or even decisions that may leave women worse off. And that's really going to be a kind of a balance she's going to have to strike if she becomes commander-in-chief.
What about Saudi Arabia? It's a country with deeply oppressive laws restricting women's rights, and yet you don't hear Hillary Clinton speaking out for women there. Why do you think?
You know, her critics would certainly say that Saudi Arabia has us over kind of an oil barrel and that she's not willing to stand up to them because of the U.S.'s economic interests there. I think others would say, though, that, you know, when the U.S. has gone out barnstorming into the world, pushing forth these Western ideas of feminism and women's rights, it's had a really negative reaction. It sparked a backlash. And certainly you'd seen that when Bush administration officials famously came out in the early 2000s saying that Saudi Arabian women should have a right to drive. And you saw Saudi Arabian women kind of shouting her down, Karen Hughes, at a press conference saying, you know, don't talk to us about what women's rights are. And so I think Hillary Clinton and other, you know, U.S. women leaders have learned from that lesson that they have to be sensitive and that it's much smarter to go out and offer a platform to local women to speak about how they see advancing their own rights in their own world than telling, or at least giving the appearance of telling women how they ought to live.
Christina Asquith, the director of our Across Women's Lives initiative and the founder of the Fuller Project for International Reporting. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Marco.